From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Catalans began voting Sunday in a banned independence referendum while police seized the ballots of at least one polling station. Spain's Interior Ministry said on Twitter the first ballot boxes and ballots had been seized. The tweet said more would be snatched as police continued their deployment in Catalonia. Catalonia's regional government said it would allow voters in Sunday's banned independence referendum to vote at any polling station they found open in the region if their designated voting booth was closed. The Catalan Foreign Affairs chief addressed the issue at a news conference in Barcelona.
We know that it will not be possible to vote in all the voting stations. Unfortunately, that was our will, that was our wish, but due to the circumstances, this is not going to be possible. For all this, we have presented here today some little modifications that will allow basically two things. One, that everybody will be allowed to vote. Second, that only one vote will be possible to do. That means that everyone will be only allowed to vote.
Spain's constitutional court suspended the vote, and the Spanish central government says the vote is illegal. A bilateral ceasefire agreement between Colombia's government and the country's last active guerrilla group, the National Liberation Army, takes effect Sunday. The ceasefire will initially last until January the 9th, after which it can be renewed by mutual consent. The truce is to be monitored by observers from the United Nations, assisted by the Roman Catholic Church. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The United States State Department says North Korea is showing no interest in pursuing talks on its nuclear and missile programs after Secretary of State Rex Tillerson acknowledged the U.S. was communicating directly with Pyongyang. Get more from Marissa Meldon.
Tillerson said the U.S. was probing North Korea's willingness to talk and called for a calming of the situation on the Korean Peninsula, adding it was incumbent on the North to halt the missile launches. Tillerson said this was not a dark situation, that the U.S. had up to three channels to Pyongyang, and conversations were actively taking place. Tillerson did not elaborate about those channels or the substance of any discussions. While Tillerson affirmed that the U.S. would not recognize North Korea as a nuclear power, he also said the Trump administration had no intention of trying to oust North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Almost a week and a half after Hurricane Maria devastated Puerto Rico, about half of the island's 3.4 million residents still lack access to clean drinking water, according to the U.S. Department of Defense, while 95% remain without power. Puerto Rican Governor Ricardo Rosello noted, however, that some recovery has been made. He said 51 of the island's 60 hospitals are now open, and airports and seaports are receiving shipments. President Trump is set to visit Puerto Rico this week and get a firsthand look at the devastation and recovery efforts. The World Health Organization warns a highly infectious, deadly form of pneumatic plague is spreading rapidly in Madagascar, and quick action is needed to stop it. Lisa Schlein reports from the WHO headquarters in Geneva.
Pneumonic plague, which is transmitted from person to person, has been detected in several cities of Madagascar. This worries the World Health Organization, as the disease is highly contagious and quickly causes death without treatment. Plague is endemic to Madagascar, resulting in around 400 cases annually. Most are cases of bubonic plague, which is spread by the fleas of rats and other small rodents. The disease is usually confined to rural areas, but this year it has spread to large urban areas and port cities. WHO says urgent public health response in terms of surveillance and treatment is required. The health agency has released $250,000 from its emergency fund to get immediate action underway. It plans to appeal for $1.5 million to fully respond to the needs. Lisa Schlein for VOA News.
And authorities on the Indonesian island of Bali are asking thousands of people to return home after they evacuated this week because of the threat of a volcanic eruption from a long-dormant Mount Agung. For more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.